views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing good today. Thank you so much for listening in. This is Sherry Dillard, and this is Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom. You know, I believe that we are all intuitive. We all have psychic tendencies and abilities, and that our innate intuition is connected to our soul, and it's our most powerful wisdom. During today's show and during all my shows, I wish and hope, my hope is that I'm supporting you and empowering you to access and develop your own innate abilities and therefore create more positivity, more of what you really want in your life. Today, we are going to be talking about guides and angels, and hopefully we're going to get to a couple of meditations that will help you connect with them better. We are going to be taking calls today. If you have a question, concern, would like to talk about your guides, angels, please feel free. Give me a call. Toll-free number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. I also want to mention that if you go to my website, www.sherrydillard.com, please sign up for my newsletter. And if you go to the classes page, I have a Skype class that's going to be starting in May that it's going to be about mentoring intuitive psychic abilities. Feel free, please take a look at that. And if you have any questions about it, give me a call. I also want to mention that this month, actually, it's the spring issue of Watkins Mind, Body, Spirit Review. I've got a article in that the spring edition about Mary. So please, if you get a chance, check that out too. So, like I said, today we're taking calls. We're going to be talking about guides, spirit guides, angels, loved ones, the difference between them, how they interact with us, hopefully getting to a couple meditations. I do have a caller on the line right now, so I think I might take her call and then we'll kind of jump into this a little bit more. So, Brian, if you are there.
I am, and we're going to bring on Tally Denton from Raleigh, North Carolina. I welcome you to Intuit University.
Tally.
Thank you. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice today.
Thank you. I am just calling about the email I sent you earlier. Regarding the elephant incident that I'm coming across a lot.
Should I read the email so people will know what we're talking about?
Sure.
It'll give a kind of a. By the way, Tolly, did you know I was going to do this show today? That you
I did not
me that email.
No.
Oh, it was just coincidence.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's one of the ways. That's one of the things I'm going to talk about how our guides work with us is through synchronicity and coincidence. Because I got this email earlier today, actually not that long ago. And I was thinking, oh, Tolly, thank you. That's perfect. That's a perfect thing to kind of bring up on the show today. I thought, well, that's – and I thought you had kind of maybe looked at the show, but you hadn't. So Another example of the way guides work, but here's the here's what Tali wrote to me earlier. I have a question. I got an email not long ago that intrigued me about a book about a conservationist who died in Africa in a 12-mile pilgrimage that was made by his wild herd of elephants on his reserve. On his reserve he had taken in years ago. I bought his book mentioned in the email. He wrote it in 2009 called The Elephant Whisperer. I can't put it down. Over the past week, I have seen an elephant ad in a magazine. Just now realized I bought Starbucks Kenya coffee with an elephant on it. Seemed to be seeing elephants everywhere. Funny thing is, my dad, who died in 2009, loved elephants. Do I wonder if this is I wonder if this is dad communicating with me in this way, or just my intrigue in these magnificent, majestic animals? Did you want me to address this, my dear?
I would love that, yes.
Well, like I said, it's kind of, you know, spirit guides at work here. That's well, you know, I feel like it's a combination of both. I feel like, you know, certainly our loved ones on the other side do things like this to kind of help us to recognize their presence in our life. And they do it a lot of times through kind of humorous ways of that kind of surprise us and pop up and kind of what we least expect. And I do feel your father's presence really close. Let me just hear, actually, he's coming in a little bit, what he wants to say to you. All right. Well, one of the things I'm getting is that he's talking about you taking on perhaps some projects of your own at this time, or getting kind of more interested in that. And he's talking about your kind of almost like the elephant also being kind of a spirit animal guide for you too with this, of being able to kind of use your power in a graceful way right now. And especially as it comes to some project, something you're thinking of doing that you might think is kind of like, I don't know, like, can I really do it? Is it too big for me? Something along those lines. And the elephant of itself, I feel, is guiding you with this, kind of that power animal of grace, beauty, but also kind of obviously, you know, a kind of a gigantic animal too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's definitely adoring your father. He is just so close and loving you. So,
oh gosh.
So, is there anything else going on, Tali, for you?
No, this was just pretty big because I hadn't paid attention to elephants in a while, and then all of a sudden they're in my life, and it really struck me that my father, you know, might be nearby, and then to hear you confirm this is just really comforting. And so I thank you for addressing that for me.
Holly, I would really, I would highly suggest for you to kind of put your power out there in the world in this spring, you know, kind of
Okay. Putting
that, you know what I'm talking about, dear?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it, right?
I'm going to do it.
Going to do it. All right, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got another caller on the line. Heather, I'm going to just take her call in just a moment because we are going to go to break in a moment. So I think I'll take the call after our first break. Let me just talk about angels and guides, loved ones for a moment, kind of like what we were just talking about, that guides, spirit guides, are not necessarily our family members. Our family members who are passed over can guide us. They can certainly show up in our lives in many ways. Spirit guides are generally spirits who are no longer needing to come back to the earth. They've accomplished their lessons here, and they watch over us from a higher plane of energy, of vibration, and they help us in various ways, ways that a lot of times we can't even fathom. Why do they do this? Just because that's the way it is on the other side. You know, in this world, we think of competitiveness and getting ahead, and it's kind of our singular self. On the other side, it's very different. There's that awareness of unity that keeps us all aware of, as I grow, so does someone else grow. And helping another in any way, especially as it comes to fulfilling their purpose, only rises all of us. It kind of lifts all of us into a higher awareness. And so they do this just because that's what happens in the spirit realm, as do angels. Angels come into our life. Angels are pure love energy. They're never have been human. They're direct emanations from all love, from divine source. And they watch over us in ways that protect us, care for us, heal us. I'm going to have to go to a break. I am going to continue this conversation when we come back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University, and I am Sherry Dillard. And I do have another caller here that we'll go ahead and we'll start with. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am. And so is Heather, also from Raleigh. And Heather, I welcome you to Intuit University this afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm glad spring's almost here.
I'm doing good, too. I know. We got teased with it a little bit last week, and it was so nice and warm.
I know. The forsythias are blooming. I'm stoked.
So what's on your mind today, Heather?
Okay. Well, there's something that's been weighing on my mind for quite some time, and I've been trying to communicate. My grandmother passed away years back, like 12 years ago, and I've been trying to communicate with her about it, but my emotions, they run too high, and I think it gets muddled, and I listen to synchronicity a lot. I pay attention to that a lot, but then when I try to ask and put all this energy into it, it gets all muddled, and I just want to know, it regards, I have a long-lost half-brother who lives up in Virginia, and he's going through divorce right now, or he's coming out of it, and he's pretty overwhelmed. He has my phone number and hasn't called me yet, but we've spoken together. We've spoken like 3 or 4 times, and he seems really interested to know me, but he won't call me, and it's a real bummer.
Yeah, I bet.
I really want to reunite with my brother.
Yeah, that would be his grandmother, too?
No, we have the same father, but a different different mother, or yeah.
Right. What's his first name, your brother?
Matthew.
All right, let me just see. We'll get your grandmother.
He's my younger brother. I'm like 5 years older than him.
Your Matthew, your brother. Let's see what we get here. All right, well, you know, he is very, there's a lot going on right now. He's very overwhelmed. And I do feel he wants to communicate with you. He's a little intimidated, I feel. Not because of anything you've said or done. I feel like he's kind of has a shyer personality.
He's been rejected by my father in the same ways that I've been rejected. So we have a lot in common.
Yeah. Let me just get your grandmother and see what she's saying about this. Well, you know, it's funny. You're saying you're emotional. She's actually quite emotional, too.
On the other side, you can be emotional.
Well, believe it or not, absolutely. I mean, the other side is all, it's all love energy, which is emotion. And when I say emotion for her, that's the emotion I get, is there's so much love and so much desire for this to happen also for your sake. She wants you to know that she's helping from the other side as best she can. She's trying to influence him. She shows me that you two will be, she says, give it time. You will be uniting. You will be able to meet him. He's very methodical, and he's kind of has to go through some certain steps. The big thing to keep in mind is he really is kind of overwhelmed right now. I do feel like you will hear from him, and that's what she's saying also, is that this is March.
I was thinking of driving up there to surprise him. Is that taking it too fast?
Yeah. Let me see. That's what we get.
Because he works a lot. He's practically impossible to get in touch with. Even his own mother has a hard time getting in touch with him. So I'm thinking Virginia Beach is only a couple of hours away. Maybe I should just drive up there and show up at his work.
I wouldn't necessarily surprise him. I mean, I would certainly offer to do that. I feel like he is a little reserved and shyer. Why don't you make that offer and try to come up with a date with him? I do feel he does want to meet you, and I do feel it will happen, and I feel like this all is going to happen. I know you want this sooner than this, and I hate to give you this date, but I'm feeling like it may not
happen. No, I know you can't give me a date. I know I'm so excited about it, and I think that's one reason my grandmother, she just wants me to be happy.
Well, she doesn't. What I was going to say is I'm feeling by May, June, you will connect with him. And once, the good thing to know, though, is that once you do, he's kind of that true kind of person, you know, you'll stay pretty well connected to him for a while. But, you know, this is not about not wanting to meet you. His personality is just a little reserved and cautious. But it will
happen.
My
goal is to get the kids together. He has 2 kids and I have 2 kids, and I would really love to just extend the family tree and, you know, connect.
You know, your grandmother is a lot like your, or I should say you're a lot like your grandmother. You know that? She is so excited too. She's just a lovely woman, isn't she? Your grandmother. She's like a little kid
Gladys
right now.
Gladys is her name. Well, it was when she was in this body, Gladys.
Yeah, it's like she's a little kid right now, just kind of like so excited about this meeting. But Heather, this will happen. Everything is on board for it. You just try to be, you know what I mean? It's unfortunately just be a little patient. But you're persistent.
Do you see the kids coming together? Do you see the kids coming together to play together?
Well, yeah, I definitely feel like that, yeah, the family coming together will be very good. Yes, it will happen.
That's
all right,
awesome.
My dear. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. You've helped so much. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I pulled some cards before I called you, and I got the Nine of Cups. Wishes fulfilled.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Well, that's how I'm feeling.
I got a good feeling about that.
It's going to happen. Oh, yeah. No, it'll happen.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. So, again, we are taking calls today, 800-930-2819. Feel free to give me a call. I do want to talk a little bit more about angels, spirit guides, and loved ones and how they guide us. One of the ways that they're with us most of the time is simply through our energy field. Keep in mind that at our very base core level, we are energy. I mean, we're very dense physical energy, very kind of that, you know, material vibration, but we are energy. And spirit guides, loved ones, and angels exist in love energy. Just as I was talking about with Heather's grandmother, they too are alive in energy, and we intersect in our energy fields. This is how we connect. We think that they're gone far away, but they're really not. They're just in a lighter vibration of energy, and this energy can be completely surrounding us. It can be with us. Before I really, for a long time, because I got into this work when I was relatively young, but I was for a while ambivalent about spirit guides, angels, and loved ones. I didn't really give it too much thought, and certainly, like a lot of people, didn't really know how to connect with them and what they were really doing in my life, how they really were of any importance. And I'm going to tell you a little story that helped me to realize just how important they really were and how significant. At the time this happened, I was doing art. I was a weaver and a silk painter. I had a studio in my backyard, and I worked as an artist, as a craftsperson, and sold weaving, silk paintings at shows and galleries and things like that. And I loved doing it. I always thought that I would be an artist. That's all I really kind of wanted to do, was be an artist. I didn't really want to necessarily get into this work. And I kept getting this kind of intuitive message that I really was meant in this life to be working with people, but I really was not very interested in doing that. Well, I mean, I loved people, but I kind of loved art more at the time. And I would get this persistent message, and I would kind of say, well, okay, maybe a year from now or 6 months, but right now I'm enjoying doing art. And then one day, I was in my studio, and I think I put my head down to kind of rest for a minute, closed my eyes, and I immediately saw this Native American, an image of a Native American man. And he was laughing and smiling, and he was on a horse. And he was just doing these silly things with the horse. He would be riding his horse, and then he'd kind of like fall off a cliff and go tumbling in the air, making these funny faces. And I had no idea why this was happening. It seemed like the absolutely most silliest thing that I could imagine was this Native American doing these kind of aerobic tricks for me. And I kind of just shrugged it off as, you know, vivid imagination, and didn't think much about it. But this persisted over a fair amount of time, where I would, you know, close my eyes or just feel kind of pulled in a little bit, and I'd see him just riding his horse and tumbling around. And at some point I asked him, kind of sent him a thought message, because at this point it was becoming clear this was more than my imagination, because it was so persistent and I really didn't want to keep seeing him. It wasn't like I was, oh good, let me make up my man again. it would just kind of come into my vision, and I didn't know why. And so one day I asked him, what are you doing and why are you doing this? What's going on? And I had not really gotten any messages from him. There seemed to be absolutely no reason for his kind of tricks and all that. And, okay, actually, we're going to have to go to a break. I'm going to actually, I'll finish this story when I come back. We are taking calls, 800-930-2819, and we will be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard. And we're here talking about angels, spirit guides, loved ones, a little bit about a lot of different areas, things about them. We're going to do a meditation. Hopefully, we're going to get time to do that. I'm going to finish the story I was talking about before we went to break, and about the Native American who kept coming into my vision as I was in my art studio working away at art. Now, before this, I should say that I had been doing readings. I have been kind of intuitive, psychic, since I was young, and I had been involved in it, but had not really kind of decided I wanted to pursue any work with it. And I didn't take it very seriously. And as the Native American, when I asked him what he was doing there and why, what this was all about, I got the message from him, and the message came in the form of just a thought. You know, sometimes intuitive information comes in that way. It's just kind of a thought. It's something that we don't know how we get it, but we get it. But I got the thought that his presence in my life, his coming in, had a lot to do, it had everything to do with his helping me to become better at being intuitive, that this was work that I was meant in this lifetime, my soul plan to do, and that he was going to help me do this. One of the ways that he helped me to do this was very odd, actually, but it worked. And that was, is that as he kind of energetically was on this horse riding up all over in space, in the sky, I could kind of feel myself flowing with these higher waves of energy. And as I did that, I could feel that in these waves of energy, I could connect to other energy. I could kind of almost instinctually go into these energy currents where certain information was held. And that's how I kind of started to read energy in a different way. Up until then, I kind of just, like, you know, something would come to me and that was that. He showed me how to kind of lift my vibration and to move my vibration in different directions energetically in order to access information. So I worked with him in this way. And as I worked with him, I got this very strong message from him that I needed to kind of move into this work, that this was part of my soul plan. But yet I still resisted the work. I still wasn't ready to take this on in any real way. And I decided that, you know what, someday this is nice kind of hanging out with you, but I'm not interested really in going into this psychic work. It seemed kind of silly to me. And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story in just a moment. I do have a caller. I'm going to take the caller, and then I'll tell you how important I found out listening to your guides are and kind of working with your guides. So, Brian.
Kaja from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome.
Great. Hello?
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm happy to take it. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very good. So tell me what's on your mind today.
I have been trying to work more and be more in touch with my guardian angels and learn how to do that for myself and for those around me. Mm-hmm. And I had a situation in the last couple of days. It's a very challenging communication situation with my partner, and I just had a couple of days where I feel like I'm not getting it. It seems like I'm not reading things right, and it's all wrong, and I'm trying to connect and get the right information seemingly isn't correct. So I have two questions. One is, how do I get better? How do I do that better? And the other question is, how do you see my communication and relationship going with my partner? Is that going to improve? Are we on the right track?
All right. So the first question is, how do you communicate with your angel better?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just tune in. You know, you've got a couple angels. You've got both a male and a female angel. The male is a little younger. He's kind of boyish. He's very cute, actually. The female angel is a little bit more, angels are ageless, but the energy they bring in, he brings in this youthful energy. She's just actually incredibly glowing. The message that I get from them they're trying to help and assist you with this, is that not to, they tell me to tell you not to, almost like at times you're getting it, but you don't believe you're getting it. You might expect it a certain way or try too hard. Think of it, they tell you, as kind of this little soft whisper, a little breeze, and feel it in your heart. One of the things they're trying to do with you is help you really, it's about love. It's about expressing, feeling, incorporating, absorbing more of that vibration. And that's where this youthful male energy angel comes in, is that he is, he's very gentle, very kind. And he's telling me that that's the kind of, it's almost like it's helping you. He's helping you to perceive male energy more in that way, to see it more gently, to see it more vulnerable even. And there's a lot of healing going on there. You're actually incredibly close and strong with your angels. The message they're giving you, though, is more of an emotional message than a thought message right now. Sometimes they'll communicate with us through thought. Sometimes angels are purely healing emotion. They're working with you in this relationship, but it's about healing the emotional energy between the two of you. But there is a lot happening. Okay, let me look at the relationship and the communication issue there. Let's see. You know, it's funny because they're helping you so much with this. And that's part of what the male angel is talking about with the communication, is that it's funny. You're approaching your angels and your partner almost in the same way. You're a very clear person. You're very upfront. You're very, what's the right word? It's like, you communicate very well. You know, you're like, this is me. You've worked at it. You try hard, and you actually are very clear in communication. That can be intimidating though to some people. And I feel like with your partner, there's a little bit of intimidation there. Not like willfully, not like, okay, I'm not going to communicate because you're trying, you know, it's not that. It's just what I hear is to try to pull back a little bit and make more space to to give your partner a chance to, there might be like silence at times. There might be lapses there. What I get for you is to communicate not just through words right now, but also through just creating a space where that's possible, projecting compassion, love, and kind of just, you can do a lot with your energy. You know that? You know, imagine that love of the angels. Imagine all that love that you're absorbing so well and so willfully, willingly. Imagine that that's all being kind of like, that's opening a door and creating a space for the two of you to be in that presence without having it be kind of a struggle, without you're having to make it happen. You know, that's one of the things I get that's real important for your healing, is that you don't have to make everything happen. You know that? Sometimes things can just happen.
That's a relief to hear.
Yeah, you know, because you try, and that's a great way to be. But right now what you're learning is kind of like to let go of it a little bit and to get into mm-hmm. that energy of like that love that you feel and watch it happen in and of itself. All right, KJ, it's going to work out. It's going to be, you've got so much energy that can work with this right now. You're just kind of, you know, you've like this nice big balloon of nice energy. Just to let it out a little bit in that way, and it's going to work out just fine for you. All right,
thank
my dear.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you. Calling. I appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye. All right. I was in my story. Let me get back to my story. So this is what happened in my story. After my guide, my Native American guide, kind of did tricks and helped me with psychic energy, I still resisted the call to become more of a psychic, more in this work. Well, I think it was probably not long, month or two after kind of my pretty strong resistance, I was driving my car one day in a beautiful sunny afternoon, and I was hit. And I was hit on the driver's side by another car. And as my car is spinning around in the air, I realized that this was a message, that there was something more important here that I was ignoring, and that this was kind of, you know, something I needed to pay attention to. There was some, and I knew what it was. I knew that I had been kind of not listening, not accepting, not going forward. And the interesting thing was the injuries that I received from that accident were not major, but they were enough to keep me from weaving and silk painting. My injuries were in my upper body, my back, my neck, my shoulders. And weaving and silk painting is all about those areas of the body. So I simply could not work anymore, at least not for a long time. All right, we're going to have to go to a break. I will continue this as I get when I come back. And you're listening to Intuit University with Sherry Dillard.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Sherry Dillard, and I've been talking about my spirit guide who came in and to help me to kind of get on my path with my work. And I ended right before the break talking about an accident, a car accident that I got in when I kind of resisted that plan and decided to just remain being an artist. After the car accident, like I was saying, I wasn't able to work, and I kind of accepted at that point that I would move into doing more psychic work, more medium intuitive work, and the doors just started to open when I made that decision. Things, I found a program. I went to school for a Master's of Divinity for New Thought, and one thing after another happened. I didn't advertise my services, but I became very busy in a very short amount of time doing this work. One of the reasons I bring up this story is that I wanted to kind of share with everybody, for one, my ambivalence over spirit guides, angels, and how they can affect us, certainly at that point diminished, because I realized that what happens is that spirit guides and angels, even sometimes our loved ones, depending on their level of consciousness, but certainly spirit guides certainly help us to stay on our soul path, our plan for this life. Before we come into this life, we design a plan for the things that we want to learn, experience, the work we want to do, the relationships we want to have, and those things that are going to most help us evolve on a soul level. Now, quite often, the soul level of our evolution doesn't always seem to go along with the physical material areas that we come into this life and start to experience. So sometimes what happens is that we kind of get off track. We decide, you know, well, like I did, I wanted to do art. I really didn't want to get into this work. But for reasons for my own soul growth, I had to do it. One, people often say to me, I don't know my spirit guides or my angel's name, and I need to, how can I communicate with them? I want, you know, one of the things that's so important to recognize with spirit guides and angels is that you really don't have to know their name. You don't have to even see them. A lot of times people will think you have to see them. You don't have to see a spirit guide either. They're going to work with you simply by setting up things in your lifetime, synchronicities, opportunities that go along with your life plan. When you're finding that door shut for you, that things are not going well, that you lose a job, relationship ends, or simply, you know, the things that you want to do don't seem to be happening, most likely your spirit guides are redirecting you. They're setting you on another path. You will know a spirit guide's working for you in your life and an angel simply by paying attention to the doors that open in your life and the doors that shut. What is easy? What comes to us as kind of, oh, that was, didn't take, you know, it just kind of worked out my way, is the doors you're supposed to be going through. I do have another caller. I'm going to take this call. Tanya or Brian, can you?
I'm going to patch Tanya from Washington right through. Welcome to Intuit University, Tanya.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, Tanya, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I have a question. My stepdaughter, who I raised when she was a young girl, passed away the day after Christmas.
Oh, this year?
And of cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, it's really been difficult to be left behind four little girls. But I was wondering, do you see her around us at all? Or is she, like, I was just wondering if you can connect with her.
Yeah, let me see.
Are there angels around her?
Okay. What's her first name?
Her first name was... we called her Mandy. Her name was Amanda Catherine, but we called her Mandy.
Time-wise, we don't have a lot of time. I want to make sure I can just tune into her as quick and best as possible. Yeah, she definitely is around you. She is, she's actually doing quite well. She shows me, she's cute. She's actually, I don't know what the significance of this is, but she shows me that. And I know people never think this is possible because we think of the spirit realm as so unlike the material physical realm. But she shows me kind of like little pebbles, and she's walking near water, like a stream, something along those lines. And she keeps picking up the pebbles and just fascinated. I think, you know, part of the symbology of that is just the fascination with the light, the beauty, and the peace on the other side. She shows me she's with a grandmother. A grandmother helped her go over. And the grandmother is, actually, there's two women with her. The one of them has darker hair. It would have been kind of a little bit of a wave in it. And I feel like she came for her pretty quickly, like right as she was on her way. And they've been together. Actually, you know what? She's with a lot of family members now that I can kind of tune into that more. Let me see real quick if she's got any other message for you. All right. She is... Boy, there's so much light around her. She's thanking you for... Did you spend a lot of time, you must, reading with her, sitting with her and reading at all? She's kind of showing me some real interest in that. And even it might have been more when she was younger. And she shows me you now even. I feel, well, I know I'm rambling here. I'm trying to get in as much as we can in this short time. But I also want to say that there's something that you've all done as a family. I feel like, or are you thinking of doing anything in a garden or a memorial or anything like that?
Yes. We're just waiting for her headstone to come, and we will be putting that at the cemetery. Right now, there's just a makeshift stepping stone that I made her years ago that is signifying her spot at the cemetery.
But she shows me that that's something you're all thinking about or you're doing. And she shows me a circle, like almost like you're all standing in a circle. She's asking you to, I'm not sure the kind of flowers this is, but just a ring of flowers around. She really liked nature, you know that? And flowers, like red flowers, like roses, something like that. But that she's there with you is the meaning. And she's watching over you and she's helping you to plan all this and to do it with fun and to do it with love. And you can almost feel her as you kind of work on this, I feel. But she's definitely with you. You're going to start to feel her more and more as time goes on. Her transition was actually pretty easy, I want to tell you, and quick. And she's loved being on the other side so much that I don't feel like she's been here a lot, I'll be honest with you, like some spirits. But that's going to start to change once you give her a little bit of time. You'll start to feel her a little bit more. Tanya, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to go. I'm being signaled right now for the... We're going to have to end the show. But
okay.
You know, very, very sorry for your loss. But you take care. Thanks for calling.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. So we've got just a couple minutes left. Again, I do want to mention my website, www.sherrydiller.com. Check out my new Skype class starting in May. Watkins Mind Body Spirit Review. I've got an article about my book, The Miracle Workers Handbook. Please, if you can, check that out. And we didn't get to our meditations today that I wanted to do, but we will have time in another show. Thank you, everybody, so much for calling, and I will see you all, talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news,
educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.